Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. King in the North of New York and shit. You know what I'm saying? Wrong Era Radio, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy with me. Stack, you there, right?
I'm here, G. What's good?
Shit, man. You know, out here we living, man. Summertime. I don't know how the weather is over there, but over here it's been rainy than a bitch, man. It's April showers been bring May flowers. It's been like that, you know what I'm saying? Stuck like that for a couple months. It's damn near end of July now, you know what I'm saying? So,
the weather's cool, you know what I'm saying? We got the rain, you know what I'm saying, and the sunshine, then more rain, then a little bit of cool air. You know, we Wisconsin, so we getting hit with everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of rain over here. Man, I ain't gonna hold you. I've been a little disappointed. Even the hot days, it ain't even really hot. It's more humid and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really enjoying my days out too much at the park, you know what I'm saying? Shit not looking good for your boy, man. I tried to, I'm trying to, as I'm accepting my washed up role in life, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to take the family to the park. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I'm
indulging. That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
And, you know, you really get a perspective on life and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that was going on for me, you know, I'm trying to get my endurance and shit back up, my stamina back up. I'm stepping back on the court more and shit like that. So, you know, my daughter, she run around on the park. I do that for a little bit. Then the mom take over. Then I go over to the courts and try to get busy. You know what I'm saying? First time I stepped back on that court, man, I ain't going to hold you. I felt like somebody's uncle. It wasn't looking too good for your boy, man. It wasn't looking too good for your boy. Shit crazy, yo, you know, and I went back after about 10 minutes. I went back to go check on my daughter, and I noticed, you know, chasing her around, you know, between slides and the swing, and then, you know, you walk up, they got new shit now and all of that. Yo, I was winded just doing that shit. I'm like, yo, I might not even need to go back to the courts for a little while. Let me just watch her for an hour. You know what I'm saying? I get right in shape.
Get it in.
And
right
then next time, it's funny, man. It's interesting. I remember being that young nigga on the court or on the playground watching them old niggas play with their daughters. I'm like, damn, I know y'all want to be over here. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers do, but at the same time, it's like, yo, I might pass out if I come over there to them courts, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Shit kind of crazy, so. Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I stepped on the court, and I'm at my match, I said, yo, you know what? Yo, I retired. Fuck this, I'm out. Like,
oh, man. I was feeling the same, man. I was feeling the same after about two rebounds. You know, I thought I had the Rondo pass. And, you know, when you a point guard, let me just put this out there, and you making the passes and you see this shit before it happens and they don't see it, then everybody looks at you and they trying to figure out what you was looking at. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of bounce passes and people not running all the way through, it's like, oh, man, I'm looking bad out here, my G. I got to get up out of here. Like, I ain't even going to do the complain game. Like, let me just come back with a whole new squad, and then, you know, maybe I can make some things happen. And then with that heat, it's more humid than heat. Nah, man. I'm going to give my playground experiences a C- for the week. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and give it. I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to give myself that C-, man. I got to be better. I got to do better, man. I'm glad my daughter wasn't old enough to understand that, you know, her father was the one that was out of breath and trying to figure out what to do with himself. I was that guy. You know, I wear that for this time, man. But, yeah, aside from that, I'm cooling though, bro. I'm pulling numbers out of that. Shit, man. But speaking of, you know, real life shit, man, you been tuning into any of this shit that's been going on with the Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna shit? I know you had to hear something.
Man, I have. Yeah, I have,
man.
Son. Yo. That's the situation. Fam, you remember when they, yo, I just seen a tweet, but you remember when she got back, you know, when she got with the dude, they was like, yeah, Black Girl Magic, she done brought dude out his funk. Man, basically,
she said that
she's trying to play the victim when she basically took advantage of a dude that was suffering, you know what I'm saying, from some mental shit. He was overweight. Now she done played the whole role on him, put a baby on him, you know what I'm saying? Now she's trying to play victim on some hard shit. And I'm like, fam, that bitch got a point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, this shit wild, G.
Yeah, man. Yo, I'm, you know, I think they both wrong in a sense. I mean, it is what it is. The game is the game, bro. Like, a girl gonna get over on you so much as you let her get over on you. Like, some of them is just wicked, you know, and you just kind of chalk it up to the game. Like, you know, that's one of the things with having success or any type of charisma or anything. You know, it might draw that girl that wants that from you. It might draw the girl that don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't care about this shit. And you noticing, you know, shit, the game get better. Like, these, you know, let me not say bitches, but a lot of times we attract women with lies and just better lies over time. We figure out how to lie better. So, you know, it's the same shit. You know, we get them with games sometimes. They think we, you know, a lot of these niggas, they on Instagram, they got all the jeans, they got the car and shit like that, and then the bitch got the baby with them. They find out the cars wasn't theirs and it was rented. You know what I'm saying? The house wasn't theirs, and you know, they don't know the nigga. You know, all this shit, and it's the same shit with nigga Rob, man. You know, and it is a little sad because, like you said, the boy was suffering, going through some type of shit. You never really seen Rob as his sister started getting that fame. And then it was almost like, okay, you know, she did bring the nigga up out the shadows and shit. Like, maybe she got something good going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, see, it all start going to this, man. It is a little like, damn, bro. But, like I said, man,
yeah,
you got to
charge
that shit to the game. Yeah, man.
He didn't have, this is my take, G. He didn't have no positive male influence in his life, G. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, his father died when he was young. And the stepfather was basically his stepmama. You feel what I'm saying? So, man.
Yeah, man.
He didn't have He didn't have that role. You know what I'm saying? To punch that nigga in his chest.
Yeah,
he was toughing up a little bit.
Facts, bro. And, you know, one of the things that I think is a huge, well, I can't say it's a misconception. I know this is going to be a hot take and all of that. But niggas are saying he leaked the news. And in the context of what he was saying, like, it wasn't like he was hurt like that. Like, I mean, he was hurt, but it all started with him saying, yo, like, this bitch is, can you believe this bitch just sent this to me? And it was the first video of her kissing the nigga. It's like, yo, what kind of shit is this? Like, and that's the same baby, same bed that, you know, me and you had a baby and my daughter sleeps and shit. And you got niggas up and through here, like, I'm hearing rumors now. This nigga, the clown nigga, sending me videos and threats and shit like that. This nigga, and then he's showing us this. Like, look at this. And he's saying he fucked you now. Meanwhile, you just fucked me last week, so I think everything cool. Look at this. Then he showed us, you know, the tech that had the news in him. Like, my nigga, like, you know, at the end of the day, when I went through with the context of the situation, I don't know where all of the censorship is coming from, except for the fact, like, he acting like, yo, this is new. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no, yo, look at what this bitch is just saying. You know what I mean? Because we not your nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you my nigga, you show me that, it's like, damn, bro, you know, your bitch tripping around. But we not your nigga, bro. We laughing at you. We already know. So it ain't nothing new. That's just, you know, you giving us something to talk about and possibly fuck yourself up, which is what's happening, you know what I'm saying? But I seen a bunch of headlines, people running with, you know, go ahead, bro.
No, I was going to say, at the end of the day, it's like, come on, my G. Like, you a grown-ass man. Like, this shit, man, I ain't going to say all females stoop to the level because not all of them do, but for the most part, I mean, you have this, you have the chick. She was walking around with Amber Rose. They was calling themselves sluts, hoes, and bitches and things of that nature. I mean, my nigga, what do you think she's going to move as? You feel what I'm saying? So you shouldn't be surprised about this shit. Like,
yeah, man.
Don't sit up there and try to.
And words, how do you. How do you
from a bitch that calls herself a hoe? Like, come on now. Be,
bro,
man,
how do you,
nigga,
how do you
like,
leak
you
the news of a stripper, man? You a stripper. How I leak
exactly.
Your news? You
exactly.
Professionally, you get naked all the time. That's your shit. I'm promoting you. You know what I'm
saying?
That's my baby mama.
I just seen a fucking video of Black China's mama, my G.
Oh,
you know what I'm
man,
saying?
I know exactly what video you're talking about, man. Yo, come on, man. Y'all got to be better than this. And then you going to sue the nigga talking, what, you distraught? You distraught that people know that you sending nudes? Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, Black China, come on, man. We're
oh,
not
really?
Trying to hear that bullshit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, we know
me,
your
man.
Past.
Yeah, and it's just, it's crazy to me that it keeps captivating the world over and over again with the same eight people fucking each other. Like, y'all niggas is crazy, man. What the fuck is.
But see, this the thing, though, right? This the thing. You see what you got. You got wrong ear radio, my nigga. You're not one of the
mm-hmm.
ones that's brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not falling into the bullshit. You're not falling into the trap of the, you know what I'm saying, the simp shit. And all this punk shit that's going on society, man, hey, that's what makes us unique, my nigga. We independent thinkers. We don't think like the masses, nigga. We do what the fuck we want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I segue into a little bit of what else I wanted to talk about. I wanted to wait, man. I do want to wait till late, you know what I mean, get to on so we can have a full panel and even Coco with the full discussion, man, the J album, man. And I see everybody doing their reviews. I had a little time to let this shit breathe, you know. Shout out to Big Boy. Big Boy dropped an album. It was pretty good. It's what you expect from Big Boy. He tried a little bit something different, but I wouldn't even say something different. It's maybe more up to date. It's maybe a little cleaner mm-hmm. than you would expect Big Boy to come. But I enjoyed that. I had to go back and listen to Young Thug's R&B album, and I'm gonna tell you why, man. Young Thug is great at capturing melodies. And all of the features that I've heard him on this year and in the last year made me think Young Thug wouldn't be so bad having a R&B album. Like, I remember telling myself, you know, he's not that bad doing what Lil Wayne wanted to do, you know, which is rap / singing with the auto-tune and all that. He kind of mastered what Wayne started. And that as a full album, that's really what Wayne always wanted to do. And I believed in Wayne then, so how could I not believe in Thug now, right? But the problem is there's just so much Young Thugness about the album and about his persona. Like, you hate him or love him. And a lot of the times,
but
man,
see, this
you
the thing,
him.
Right? What I was going to say, me and Lynx had a convo probably about a month ago now, right? And I had heard some music from dude, and I'm like, low-key, I've been a fan. Pause, like, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I got to pause that. But low-key, I've been
mm-hmm.
a fan since, I say, Slime Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit power, that's my shit. Like, yo, first
power
you get
fire.
The money, then you get that power. Man, that shit is heat.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Like, he has some joint. And I told Lynx, I'm like, cuz, I think this is the album where he finally shed the bitch look. You know what I'm saying? And he just went and gave us the music. Because I didn't see any, you know, with him dressing up, you know, femininely or nothing like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, he still got some lyrics that's questionable, but I think he let his talent actually show in this album. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't disappointed. I say that. Like, I actually enjoyed the album. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I liked Jeffrey. I didn't like this, man. And Jeffrey mm-hmm. was the album that made me stop hating on Young Thug. Like, it made me say, you know what? Yeah, Slime Season, this was dope. Slime Season 2, this was okay. Bardas 6, yo, this was, you know, this had some joints on it. The Jeffrey made me respect him as a as an artist and as a rapper. And more right. so as an artist than a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to hear pretty much whatever you got. You know what? I'm going to give it an honest ear. You know what I'm saying? Besides your bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I wasn't feeling the album, bro. I wasn't feeling it. It was cool. It was it had a couple of joints on there, maybe four or five joints that I liked. But yeah, man, I did listen to the Young Thug album, so I wanted to put that out there. I did throw that in the mix. Big Boy shit, Jay shit, Tyler. We gonna get into Tyler shit a little bit. Meek dropped a little project. With, oh yeah, there we go. 2 Chainz, yeah, 2 Chainz and 21 Savage. There we go. That's pretty much everything that dropped so far recently. Yeah, man, 2 Chainz album. You know what? 2 Chainz, I believe he's independent. I could be wrong. He might got a major deal at this point. Yo, 2 Chainz is. Yeah. All right. Yo, he's so smart, man, and the name change and shit. And I was one of the people that was vocal hating 2 Chainz. I hated every how he rapped. I hated that simplifying punchline shit that he started to do and, you know, taking what Ludacris started and you know, kind of building off of that. I hated it. I hated 2 Chainz. I hated him on everything.
Right.
He oversaturated himself like Wayne did. He was on every feature, every remix. But it worked, man. That shit fucking worked. And, you know, one of the funniest things, I had a bar about it. True Religion filed bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
That's one of the funniest things I've heard in so long. And it's ironic that 2 Chainz, while celebrating, you know, him being at his richest with an album,
yeah.
you know, titled, you know, Trap, Pretty Girls Like Trap, you know, talking about his success and yo, it's building my success, talking about how real I am and how I came from that shit. The shit that he also made popular, True Religion, and then said, nah, I'm off this. This shit's filing bankruptcy. Yo,
right.
I like the album. It was another display to me of a 2 Chainz star power and him just, you know,
yeah.
being able to sing and do whatever the fuck he wants on the beat. Like, lyrically, he wasn't pushing no lines. He didn't really try no new shit to me, but yeah, I liked it, though.
Right, right.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely liked that album. A lot of the features, was, you know, they were surprising because, I mean, we all know for a fact Stax is not a Nicki Minaj fan. He's not a Drake fan. I'm definitely not a fan
mm-hmm.
of Migos. But I enjoyed the Drake song, the Nicki song, and the song with the Migos. The
mm-hmm.
blue cheese shit, that shit is hard, nigga. Like, that shit
yeah,
was
Yeah, man,
like,
blue cheese was fire. Yeah, he had Pharrell on there. Word.
Yeah.
Monica and shit.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Like, that song was
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, man, the Monica one, that caught me, man. That caught me off guard and shit. Yeah, yo, fucking, yeah, man, 2 Chainz. And it wasn't as feature heavy as I thought. When I heard a bunch of the features that was going to be on, you know, the track list, I never like to look at the track list until maybe the day before or the day of I look at it. Because I'm a huge
right.
tracklist fan, you know, fanatic. I'm really big on how people put their album together, you know, having one sit down and playing it all the way through, what kind of story you telling. I'm big on that. And, yeah,
right,
man,
right.
I enjoyed this album. This to me was one of his more complete projects. It wasn't a mixtape, so, you know, he wasn't maybe spitting as much as people wanted, you know, it wasn't as many crazy punchlines and all of that, Jada and shit, and Banks hopping up, wasn't all of that shit on here, you know what I'm saying, it was a lot
Wait,
of
what's
good
the song
songs.
Called? He even had a song, It's Just the Vibe, and that's basically down there what they were saying through the whole song, like,
yeah.
that shit was hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I liked it. I liked it, man. This was, like I said, I think this was one of his better projects to me. If y'all want to hit bars and shit, his shit with Wayne, the Cali Grove shit, that shit was good. That was fire. A lot of times it sounded like he got Wayne and Wayne knew he got him, and then on the next track, Wayne tried, like that, it woke Wayne up in so many different ways. I like that project, but this to me, this is what Chainz needed to do. This is what people been waiting for from Chainz, you know what I'm saying? And it's coming at a great time because, yo, hip-hop, man, like, yo, we got to give it up for this year, hip-hop. Like, we've gotten a lot of dope shit, man. We've got a lot of dope shit this year. And niggas is trying to finish it out right. We about to get to that fourth quarter, and you know, if hip-hop is, what how they say, if time is an indication of what's to come, then, you know, that fourth quarter with hip-hop, that's when all the heavy hitters come around. And Jay just dropped early, so I don't know, man. Maybe he's coming back around, or who knows? Or who knows, yo?
I'm going to tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, with the Jay album, what I did was I waited. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't want to hear it while everybody else was hearing it. So I held off, right? I'm actually going to pick up the physical copy tomorrow. Like, I didn't want the bootleg because I'm not a Tidal subscriber, nothing like that, not as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the bootleg, though. I don't want none of that shit. What I wanted to do was wait till everybody got it out of their system. I'm going to get the physical copy tomorrow. Hey, yo, remember the intro when he was like, yo, rip the packaging off the CD? Yo, get the
yeah.
top of the window. That I'm doing that shit tomorrow, dude. Like,
yeah, man. That's the only way to live, man. I don't know how these young niggas do it no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? I am subscribed to Tidal. I still do my streams, but I definitely am a physical copy type nigga, man. I still got a bunch of my old shits. I got the original J, the original Hard Knock Life. You feel me? Look,
okay.
Man, we not going to get into that, man. But facts. Facts, bro. So I feel you on that. I feel you on that. How do you feel about it? Like the I know you've seen quotes and just maybe the video, if you caught the video or the whole album, how you feeling?
I seen the OJ joint. That was hard. This is my thing, right? I'll tell you this. The reason why me and Lynx decided that we wanted to go ahead with the podcast shit is because we used to talk what he was talking on the album. Like, we used to go back and forth literally on the phone and just be like, yo, if niggas could hear what the fuck we talking about years from now, they get somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? Because what I just said a few minutes ago, we're independent thinkers. You feel what I'm saying? And so we have our own thought process on how to do shit. Fam, the things that he's talking about, we've been working on just on a smaller scale. You feel what I'm saying? So from that degree, I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of quotes on, you know, him talking about owning your own and generational wealth and things of that nature. Like, fam, that's what I strive for. That's what I work for. That's what I wake up every day for. You know what I'm saying? So, it's things, man. And one of the things that stood out in that OJ song when he was like, yo, what's better than cash? And he said, credit. Fam, that was the hardest shit he said, my nigga.
I
go back and I look. You know, they had, it was a Twitter topic. What would you rather have, an 800 credit score or $1 million? And a lot of folks were like, well, $1 million, I could flip that. I'm like, fam, don't you understand, an 800 credit score, nigga, you could do whatever the fuck you want to do, period. You can go get a car right off the lot. No money down, no nothing. You can go get a crib, everything. On top of that $1 million. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really can't understand, honestly. Like, I really can't understand people's thinking. And to me, like you said, this album was so it was dope, man, because I feel like I've been tweeting and Facebooking this shit for like the last 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I woke up and I've been waiting for somebody popular to say this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been saying a lot of this. Like, I don't take no pictures of no money and shit like that. I don't want nobody to know I got it. If you don't know I got it, if you know I got it, then, you know, you ain't really looking to see how much I got. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to attract no bitches, you know, and I do mean bitches when I say it, by how much money I got in the pictures, because that type of bitch I don't need around. You know what I'm saying? 15, 20 minutes. And I'll never need to see you again anyway. So there's other ways to get that kind of attention, man. I never understood that. That was hard for me. Like, there's a whole lot of shit Jay was talking about, man. And even, you know, for the niggas out there that got wives and girls and shit like that, yo, 444, the track, man. Oh my God, man. This nigga Jay was rapping. He was rapping, and he's rapping to his girl, but he rapping to everybody's girl. You know what I'm saying? For us, like this,
right?
You know, R&B is usually for your girl. Like, you sing an R&B track, the niggas say everything you've been wanting to say, all the I'm sorry's, and that bitch was bad, but I fucked up. But this nigga Jay gave us the rap version of an R&B record, man. I don't think nobody really caught on to that yet. And it's, you know, the overall, and I know it's early, I know people are, you know, talking a bunch of shit about it now, and you know, he said a line I saw everybody quoting about, he could have bought a house in Dumbo for $2 million, and that same house today is worth $25 million. How's he feeling, Dumbo? And everybody's like, yo, that line right there, man, yo, that's fucking gold. And even though it's that simple, and to me, the hypocrisy, because a lot of these same people fucking praise Jeezy, like Jeezy had the hardest punchlines. Jeezy changed the game in that the motherfucker wasn't even rhyming most of the time. We hated Jeezy for the shit. And then you know what nigga said? Nah, what he's saying is real. That shit's powerful. Fuck that shit. Simple or not, it's powerful. And niggas gave it a break. But it's Jay. So y'all want that from Jay? Come on, man. Like, whatever the fuck he's giving us, let's figure it out. Let's figure out what he, you know, like some artists, you got to see what the fuck they painting. You got to let that shit sit in the day. You got to let that shit sit in the rain. You got to smoke a blunt and come look at it. You got to do a cartwheel, get upside down. Jay not one of them niggas that you go look at a picture and it's just a smiley face. You got to look closer. Right. You got to look, turn the painting up, all of that shit, man. And this is one of those albums. To me, this is my favorite Jay album. And I'm a nigga that plays Volume 1 every single day. You know, my favorite song Jay. Yo, Imaginary Play is my favorite song from Jay of all time. You Must Love Me is honorable mention, bro. Honorable mention.
Ever since my date of birth, watch what Nothing But Hurt, play those video games.
Bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Bro.
Talk that
honorable
shit.
Mention. That's my second. And you know, listen, those are my favorite two right there. And I put this album above that one. Just because, honestly, I feel like this is the album that he was trying to give us on Reasonable Doubt in Volume 1. But I feel like now Jay's at the age where it caught up to maybe not his mindset because he's a little smarter, you know, times have changed a little bit. But maybe we've grown up a little bit more to be able to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a scene in Harry Potter, for all the people who haven't watched Harry Potter, I'm explaining it. There's little golden balls, paws, if needed, that they're like clues or hints towards some grand game that the whole school is playing. Harry, he discovers that one of the mysteries, he needs to play it underwater to understand what the fuck's going on. He opens it up outside of water, and it sounds like a screech, and, you know, he has to close his shit up. Then he goes, he finds a nice little pool, he jumps in, he opens up the little golden ball, and he gets a little nice message. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Jay shit, I feel like niggas have to get under that water and listen to. You know what I'm saying? I don't think niggas have those trained ears for Jay. And just on the surface, just like I think it was Blueprint 3, when that shit first dropped, I thought that shit was absolutely garbage again. I was like, what the fuck is... Every time Jay drops an album, I think it's garbage. Like, there hasn't been one that he dropped. I was like, yo, this is it. Except maybe Volume 3 based off of the hype. But when I actually listened to the album, I was, you know, I think everybody was disappointed. And going track by track, I think it's hard to be disappointed. You can make a case for that being one of his better albums, actually. But him dropping the album, I feel like I'm always underwhelmed, except maybe American Gangster. And like I said, the hype behind maybe Volume 3. But this shit right here, man, from the first track, the first bar, the first hook that came in, the first bridge. Oh, yo, this is one of my favorites. It's really one of my favorites, man. I can't wait to hear what you feel about this, bro. I really, man, a little bit more time with this. I want to hear what Link got to say. Yeah, bro, this shit is crazy. This shit is fucking crazy. I ain't going to hold you. I really
let me ask
like,
you, did you by any chance hear the Blue Ivy Freestyle, G?
Yo, I was looking because that's the deluxe and shit, you know. I got to get that physical, the string. Listen, I seen a little video. I don't want to ruin it for myself, so I'm trying to put it all in sequence. Tell me off top, man. Is it something that's supposed to be cute, or am I supposed to be watching out for the next Carter?
Fab got to find the studio, G.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that's crazy.
This is my take on it, right?
How's the breath control? How's the breath control, man?
Wait,
just tell me that
real quick.
Go ahead.
This is my take on it, because you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you saying Future jump out the window and throw a shot, right? Or what was perceived to be a shot. I just think Jay was like, oh, that's what you do? All right, cool. You do the mumble rap shit. I'm going to throw my daughter in there. Yo, freestyle, Blue. See what you got. Bam, she mumbled, like, real talk. But she was like a sing flow. And then all of a sudden, she was like, I ain't seen a ceiling in my whole life. I said, yo, she killed it. On the G, it's over. Like, yo.
What? Okay. This is Jay daughter, man. Niggas gotta remember, like, damn, son. This Beyonce daughter, man.
Hey, listen,
damn,
like, you want to be funny with the shit, but dog, I honestly think that freestyle was better than the last 6 years of Nicki Minaj's career. Real talk, no bullshit.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. You might got it. You might got that one, man. You might got that one. Besides the Beat Me Up mixtape, man, Nicki been hot garbage, man. Straight from Queens, I ain't gonna hold you. Nicki.
Man.
You can have all them rap back.
Yeah, like I said, but I think Jay just put Blue out there like, yo, oh, Future doing this? All right, we gonna do this. We gonna take that lane, boom, shut that nigga down. But it's
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you put your daughter on the mic right now type shit. You know what I'm saying? That you just say go with it. And she did her, you know what I'm saying? She did her thing. It was what it is. But like I said, that one line killed the whole shit. Well, she was like, yo, I ain't seen the ceiling in my whole life. Fam, I dropped the motherfucker. I closed it down. It's time to go.
Man, I want to listen to it. I want to listen to it in sequence and shit. I still got to run out of grab physical and shit. I ain't gonna hold you, man. That's my favorite whole album right now. Like, I know it's not just the hype because I didn't give it time. I done played it back to back. I done ran to other albums. You know, I'm still bumping that Kodak, man. I'm still bumping Kodak and shit, man. I keep running back to this Jay shit though. I ain't gonna hold you. It's Jay.
Right.
He got a lot of substance on that album. One of the other things, speaking of music, that popped up. That I wanted to speak about. Yo, I seen, it was saying something, and at this point, I think it's just speculation, but They were saying something about Tyler, the Creator, maybe coming out as gay on his album that's coming up.
Right.
I think some of it.
Yeah,
leaked.
I peeped a little of that.
Yeah, yeah, man. What do you think about that, man?
Truth be told, my nigga, I read this the little tweets and the little article that went with it. Thing that knows of it, like that's that man. Let him do what he gonna do. You feel? My whole thing is this.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with gays. Like one of my closest partners is gay. You feel what I'm saying? I don't roll like that, but I know folks. So I mean, shit, I ain't here to dictate how another man lives his life. Like shit, do what you gonna do, pimp. You know.
Now, here's the thing, and I agree with you.
I will say this, though. I'm not with that pushing the agenda on folks, because that's what a lot of this shit is right now. You dig what I'm saying? But
and,
I don't have a problem
with
motherfuckers being an individual.
Yeah, you're leading me into my next point, man. And that, see, now the twist comes in, they're telling me that this was about Frank Ocean. And that may be Frank Ocean's songs, Forrest Gump and Thinking of You and all this stuff. It has been about Tyler. So now you go back and you look at Frank's career and a lot of him not wanting to speak too much on it, not wanting to make too much of a show, you know, and
right.
choosing to stay the independent route and, you know, kind of stay in private, but, you know, all the little mystery man or whatever he got going on, it kind of always seemed like it's just for the sake of his private life. But now people, it seems like they're trying to bring Tyler into it. And I honestly, God, think that the major labels and the media hate seeing independent success. I know Tyler's personality as far as what they, you know, showcase. I met him one time in person. He's a troll. He's a funny guy. I could see this all being a joke. I could see this all being something that just got developed, or maybe he, you know, and him just not caring or using it. And you know, he's very much like a red man, old dirty bastard, you know, Eminem. Like, it's kind of like if an Eminem lyric came out and they're like, oh, was he secretly gay with Dr. Dre this whole time? I wouldn't be able to believe it because of the fact it's fucking Eminem. You know what I mean? Like, and it's Tyler, the Creator right now. So where it's coming from, and at the time, it just seems like because of the success that independent artists have been having, I've seen a story for every single one of them, and every one of them is gay. That's the headline for every single one of them, is gay. I haven't seen one that's independent and they don't have a rumor attached, or a gay rumor attached, I should say.
Right.
Yo, it is like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck, yo? That shit just bugged me out. And it's crazy, too, because the young nigga can rap, man. Tyler can rap. He said so many other things that are thought-provoking, intriguing, all this shit. And the highlight of a leaked album, which, you know, of course got overshadowed by Jay's album hype and all this shit, is, yo, he may be gay with Frank Ocean. Oh my God, man! That's the hip hop we live in. all the different albums that came out, all the good shit going on. That's the hip hop.
Oh, let me say this too, G. Let me say this too, because you know a lot of albums got overshadowed this last week and a half. You know, the same day that the J came out, you know, Young Buck dropped a mixtape, the 10 Toes Down joint. Yo,
I missed that.
Buck's trying to come back, G. Oh yeah, he coming. Like,
I missed that.
Like, folks, if you want to hear that raw shit and him just spitting and going crazy, like, he got that for you. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, right now, I ain't going to say, no, I can't say it. Like, right now, you know, the Detroit scene got my, you know, my full attention. Shit, one of Doughboy's Cash Out members, Big Keys, he just dropped his second album. And that bitch, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's got some joints on there where it irritates the fuck out of you because they got somebody singing through this shit. But, like, he's snapping. Like, he's going the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So, they actually got a song called White Buffs. It's featuring T Grizzly and Doughboy Rock. Like, that bitch is hard. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, it's a lot of new music that's out here that is floating. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's been a good year for hip hop, man. The media, I don't know what the fuck they trying to do. There's so much other shit going on in the fucking world. And that's what y'all want to fucking do, man. Like, that's what y'all want to cover, man. Get the fuck out of here, y'all. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what, rap-wise, man. That's pretty much all rap-wise I was interested in that I seen, you know what I mean, going on. Unless I'm forgetting some of this shit. Sports-wise, what was the last thing? And Lynx was on as well. What was the last thing we talked about sports-wise?
Just the free agency moves and shit. But, you know, since then, you know, James Harden signed that dumbass contract.
There we go, man.
Yeah.
You on the same wavelength, man. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and start this shit off. Yo, there was a time where Allen Houston was all I heard at my cousin's house, at my uncle's house, at my aunt's house. All around, everywhere, school, the bus. Allen Houston's name rung so many bells, man. There were so many old heads investing in Allen Houston in that contract. And, you know, he got hurt, and I think he was getting like $20 million a year or something like that. And everybody was like, ah, why would you give a guy $20 million anyway? There's no reason to. And my uncle's argument has always been, yo, I don't go to a game to see the owners. I don't go to a game to see the Bulls. You know, the colors are cool, but I'm not a kid. I want to see basketball and I want to see players. You know what I'm right. saying? So I've always understood, yo, you're right. Like, LeBron, if he gets a contract worth $70 million a year, yo, I believe LeBron James can generate $70 million worth of income in his sleep. You know what I'm saying? I think three games LeBron playing in wherever, one-on-one against somebody, is going to rake in $70 million. You know what I'm saying? So I have no problem with that. I think when a problem comes in is where, like, who are you giving these contracts to and what's the message you're sending? Yo, James Harden's not a winner. Like, he's not a winner. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't really give too many fucks about basketball. He's nice. He's one of those niggas that's nice, but he doesn't really give too many fucks about basketball. He doesn't do too many basketball things the right way. You're trying to compete against people at this point and trying to make your own dynasties and trying to show, yeah, we got our superstar. This is our guy. And I'm all for it, man. But what the fuck? Like, yo, this guy's making like just like $55 million a year, man. That's Dave Chappelle walk away from Hollywood money. Like,
let me ask you this question.
What the fuck, man?
How long do you think it's going to take for him and Chris Paul to, like, literally get into a fight, the altercation or some shit?
Oh, I got to see that schedule. I want to see the schedule. I'm not even going to make any assumptions until I see that schedule. And then once I can see when they face San Antonio, I want to see when they face Cleveland. I want to see when they face Toronto, and I want to see when they face who else has a good two guard. There's not too many good two guards in the league, so I'm trying to blink. Who else has a good two guard? I shout out my boy Avery, just went to Detroit. And I want to see them at Detroit. Yo, James Harden wants the ball, man. He wants the ball. He's not playing that dribble 30 times and then I have to do three cuts to get it. And James Harden don't have the ball on offense, he's going to stay at the top of the key. Chris Paul don't have the ball on offense, he's going to stay on top of the key. So now you got two niggas staying on top of the key. So now what, rebounding-wise, you lose offensive rebounds because if one of them goes, you know, goes and chases that at playing the point guard position, first rule of basketball and defense, you get back as the point guard because you have to stop the fast break. So now you're giving up fast break points. You know, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make no sense, man. And I think everybody already knows it doesn't make sense. I think they just have to feel that it doesn't make any sense. So the first time on that schedule that they faced three West Coast teams or two great, not even great, two good shooting guards back-to-back and they missed 14 defensive assignments because of James Harden and Chris Paul gets tired and then Chris Paul decides to take the game in his hands and misses 10 jumpers in a row or takes 10 jumpers in a row without passing, I absolutely believe that there's going to be a punch, but I'm not sure exactly when that is. I have to see the schedule. You know, they might have a cakewalk until early January or around the All-Star game or some shit like that, so who knows. But I would guess somewhere around a two-game stretch against two shooting guards, to answer the question, man. That's some bullshit. What did you think when you first heard that contract?
Oh, the contract itself? I was like, for what? Like, he's not, in my opinion, he's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? James Harden doesn't move me as a basketball player. Like, he doesn't, you know how you, when you say somebody's name, you like, yeah, that's that nigga. Like, James Harden just ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Like, in all his biggest moments, he folded like origami. So why would I even, like, he's not a tough, he doesn't have heart to me. You feel what I'm saying? Like you said a little while ago, he doesn't care about the game itself. So, I mean, until he shows up and shows out in one of these big moments that he has, I'm going to continue to throw shots at him. I don't give a fuck about dude. Like, fuck James Harden. Let me say it like that, you know? It is what it is.
Amen.
Did I think he deserved MVP this year? No. Like, not by a long shot. Shit. Nah, man. The question, you know what I'm saying? No. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
For James Harden and the Tech.
Yeah. What's it called? Yeah.
On the
river. Yeah. Right. Yeah. My second question is a two-part question. Is what do you think Khloe Kardashian is thinking right now? What do you think was her first thoughts when she saw James got $100 million more than Tristan? Like, what do you think her first reaction was?
Hey, you already know the bitch popped her lips and said, like, you know what? all that
bro,
funny
stuff. Yeah, it had to be, man. It had to be because that's just, you know how they are, and they want the nigga with the money, and he had that shoe deal. As soon as he got that shoe deal, here come Khloe and shit, and then you know that weird ass shoes and shit was looking kind of shaky, you know, like he was gonna leave Houston and all of this shit. Now the motherfucker get that re-up deal, man. Nah, man, you know she's somewhere stressed. That's a fact. That's a fact. She's somewhere stressed, y'all.
That's funny,
yeah,
but I mean,
man.
Shit, at the end of the day, as many bitches as he done went through, you know what I'm saying? He's one of them dudes, so you know what I'm saying? It's probably a few bitches that's sitting up there with their arms folded and shit. So, hey.
Yeah, man. That shit is just crazy, man. Shout out to James Harden. I'm getting that money, man. That's fucking
true.
Crazy.
On that
That's a ridiculous contract, yo. Like, what the? Who else are you gonna sign? Like, what do you really think this nigga is? Jesus, huh? Like, y'all really this Wilt Chamberlain in the guard form or something? I don't know, man.
What the
I mean,
fuck,
basically,
yo.
how the contract works out, though, it tops off at $46 million, right? But the way it is like, I think it's a 6-year deal because it adds on to the years that he has already been signed for. So it evens itself out. He's still going to get stupid money later on in his career, which is, like, fucking retarded to me, but, yeah.
He has time for another contract. Yeah, like, he just signed a huge shoe deal, but he has time for another contract. Like when this one's over, he'll still have time to sign another contract. Like, he just might be reaching his prime this year. He might have, you know, you could say he reached it. He definitely has 6 more years playing, maybe 4 or 5 at this level, maybe 4. And then, you know, to finish out the contract, you get something else. Not as crazy, but yo, salute to Harden, man. That's fucking crazy. And shout out to the Houston Rockets. Y'all are fucking dumb as hell. Y'all are dumb as hell, man. Last big contract y'all gave out, what was it, Yao Ming?
See how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this though. Do you look at James Harden in a different light, being that he signed that, you know, that big ass deal, or do you look at Kevin Durant in a different light, or I should say a better light, being that he took a pay cut, you know, just to have the right teammates around him? Like, who do you see? Are you saying go get the money, get whatever they you know offer and go get it, or are you saying, yo, no, that nigga looked out for his people? You feel what I'm saying? Like, which one do you feel the most?
You know, Jordan was famous for, I think my uncle told me, he was one of the guys that took a pay cut on his contract and said, yo, I need better guys around me. I'll make all this money on endorsements. You know what I'm saying? Give me a nice little contract and go sign these motherfuckers. And you look at Kobe, who said, yo, I want it all, everything I can get now. And then you look at the Lakers rebuilding, and, you know, they were in fucking shambles. Like, they couldn't trade for nobody. They had a bunch of pieces with no – like, they couldn't do shit. It fucked their whole shit up. And then once Kobe started collapsing, which, you know, let's hope James Harden doesn't fucking tear his ACL first, you know, like, that would be crazy. Like, it's not guaranteed.
Right.
It's the NBA, man. It's basketball. It's a physical sport. Yeah, people are healing faster than ever, but, yo, we're jumping higher. We're running faster. Shit's going to happen, man. And Durant said, yo, fuck it. I want to win. I'm going to win now. They're going to forget about all of this teaming up shit. They not going to give a fuck about all of the crazy numbers that Wilt had. They're going to remember that I won. I was part of this dynasty shit. That's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember I came through and I got my numbers. And guess what? We keeping it together. And we probably could add some more motherfuckers, you know. And the shit to me, that one of the key signings to me was them bringing back Iguodala. Because to me, Iguodala makes them the Warriors. Not
exactly
any other player. Like, Thompson, if he's off, his presence still helps, but he could be out of game. Steph Curry, he could be out of game, and it definitely helps. They're the faces. Durant, of course, he just got added. Draymond, he's probably the closest outside of Iguodala, but no Iguodala off the bench and everything else that Iguodala does, they're not the Warriors. Word, man. So that was huge to me. But word, I saw Durant, man. That grabbing everything you can, like, I guess this is his first, you know, this is his time to do it and all of that. Like, he felt overshadowed at OKC. They kept Ibaka over him and Jeff Green. Let's not forget, they kept Jeff Green over him too. And everybody thought Jeff Green was going to be that nigga, so... You know, he goes over there, he has his own team, and people don't think it's going to work out. I was one of those people. He turns out to be an all-star. Then he has a pretty bad year. Then he has a great year, you know, showing everybody another great year. Oh, this is getting better. Yo, fuck it. Like, I see why he did. Like, yo, look at me now. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, man, at the end of the day, he's going to be the richest loser. Like,
right.
Kevin Garnett, all that money, he still waived his no-trade clause, all that pride. He wanted to stay in Minnesota, but he said, you know what? I see something happening over in Boston. I need to get me that ring. He was the MVP over
you know
in Minnesota. Yeah.
Speak on that shit too, my G. So, okay, cool. Y'all niggas got a problem with Ray Allen and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Kevin
mm-hmm.
Garnett's pussy ass didn't even want to come to Boston until Ray Allen went there. So all that
mm-hmm.
shit that he got for Ray Allen right now, that shit is null and void to me. Like, that just shows how big he is to me.
The thing about Ray, anybody that left, like Avery just got traded. That hurt real bad, man. I still don't know what did. And I've been saying it for weeks. I knew Danny was up to something. I knew he was going to do something to break my heart, man. I knew it. You know what I'm saying? That's just what he does. And it's probably not the end of this. So I would brace myself again, you know, Celtics fans, brace yourselves again. But, yeah, man, that whole shit, Ray, you went to the enemy for less money and less years. Like, yo, that's just, like, you really just did some whole shit. Like, that's just, to me,
hold
that's
up.
Some crazy shit.
But no,
shit.
But check this out. So what you're saying is you like the fact that them niggas was basically disrespecting him. And I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about the ownership and the general manager. You got Ray on the trading block. Nigga, this is Ray Allen, arguably one of the top five greatest shooting guards in history. And you suddenly got this man on the trading block.
Do you remember these years? Honestly, remember these years. Ray was not Ray no more. Yeah, he took the lesser role over there with us. But Ray wasn't Ray no more, man. I hear you, but if somebody would have suggested me OJ Mayo and a pick for Ray Allen, I'd have took it at that point. I'd have took that.
Bam.
Because,
okay, but listen to this, right? Miami is my squad, as we know, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Fam, they didn't do right by D-Wade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem with D-Wade going to Chicago, my G. Like, he did what he had to do.
But it's not like Chicago was the team that Miami couldn't beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ray, you saying you wanted a ring. You didn't have – you could have stayed with us. We could have got another. You stayed. You just stayed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you re-signed with us. That's all you got to do. You're not going to get traded. We just re-signed you. No, it would have been a sign and trade. We keeping you. Stay here. But boom, you leave and you go to their team. And then you lose. Then you almost, like, no, nah, man. Or he almost lost and then lost. Whatever. Then he was thinking about coming back just to their team with LeBron. Like, yo, these the same niggas you was talking wild shit about with us. Then you going to go over there? I know you talking shit about us now. I know it. I know it.
Okay,
nah,
let me put it to you like this then, right? Let me put it to you like this. Me and you, right, off air, we got a relationship pause in the sense that you my nigga. Like, yo, I call and check up on your family, so on and so forth. You
mm-hmm.
do the same this way, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
if I said, hey, yo, man, okay, I like, you know what I'm saying, what Rory is doing on the Joe Budden podcast. Yo, I want to trade New York for Rory. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm putting that in the air. You gonna feel a certain type of way, right?
You know, I'm going to try to step my shit up. But, yeah, I hear that. But
it's just it's human nature, my dog. It's human nature. You're going to feel a certain type of way.
But,
you know,
but
what I'm
see,
saying?
That's the thing. Like, yo, so you to get back at them, you go to your enemy? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing that caught me off. It's like, nah, man, like, Iverson, like, yo, that Indiana team that niggas couldn't get past. Like, niggas ain't go to Indiana. LeBron ain't go to the Celtics, man. You know, that's my thing. I didn't like him going to the Heat. That's the, like, because it becomes the front runner team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they was the team that was giving us the problems. Dwayne Wade's a problem, but that team wasn't a, you know what I mean? Like, that team wasn't making no noise without LeBron over there, with Bosh over there, and D Wade. Like, oh yeah, that's dope. That's gonna give us, you know, some nice little competition. But that's not all shit. Watch out for the Miami. Yo, LeBron goes to New York. Oh, okay, so now New York's a competitor. You go to Chicago. Oh, now Chicago's a competitor. Yo, you go to the Celtics, then it's like, nah, bro, you some dick rider. Like, and Kevin Durant, like, yo, you go to the fucking Warriors. Yo, I understand that. The thing that made me not feel so bad about that decision is that he personally spoke out a couple of times about how much he loved the presentation at Boston, and how much he was considering Boston, and we came down to one of his last decisions. So, you know, I don't know, man. I think that says more than just I want the easy, you know, guaranteed ring. You know what I'm saying? Because with Boston, it's not, yo, Kevin Durant goes to Boston, yeah, Boston Eastern Conference Finals guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed. Him versus LeBron. Guaranteed. But who else do you have? IT, I don't think he trusted IT, you know, so forth and so on. So then, yo, but why don't you go to the Spurs? Why don't you go to Houston? Why don't you go to Houston? You love Harden. That was your boy. That was your boy. You couldn't stay in Westbrook. You got tired of Westbrook. Harden was your boy. Go to Houston. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
But this is the thing, though. So, If it didn't matter that he left the team, why did it matter where he went to?
Yeah, see,
check,
I just...
Check your text, G. Check your text.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
But, like, that's my whole thing. You feel me?
Yeah, so, man. Yeah, but fucking... Yeah, man, that's it tonight and shit, man. What's tonight? It's Monday and shit. You doing your shit on Sunday?
No, man, I'm out of town this weekend, G, for the second week in a row. That's why I didn't have a show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I was out of town. I was down there fucking with Miss Gracie. You know how that do.
Shit, I'm going to figure something out. I think I'm going to fuck with it Wednesday. I'm going to see what I'm doing, but I think I'm going to do one Wednesday and shit. I'm going to grab a couple more shits, and then I'm going to bring back the guest. I'm going to do that classic mm-hmm. shit, too, that classic topic. Word, see what Link's schedule is, too, so we can get one with all of us on and all of that. But you're going to be out this weekend. I'm going to try to get one before you leave and shit.
Link's will be a minute. He's back working. Shit, I think he's working every day, like mandatory overtime type shit. So, you know, he on that shit.
Yeah,
but I got
that house shit. Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
Facts.
We'll figure it out.
Word, man. Word, you want to plug your shit in? I'll plug mine, pause, and then we'll close this shit out.
I got you. You know what I'm saying? Of course, BigStacks_100 on Twitter. That's where I'm talking my shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about your rat ass Women Crush Wednesdays. These bitches out here living fast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. Hey, yo, bitch got lunch meat around her gut because she didn't have 13 abortions. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch, I'm talking to. Yeah, I don't know who I'm talking to.
13 and
fam,
things,
bitch didn't have
man.
So many abortions. Her shit, man, her coochie smelling like a casket, folks. Like, come on, G. Sure. Yeah.
There's no good
we
out here.
We talking this shit, though.
Yeah, man. King of the North, New York, Coliseum, High Society, shit. Shout out to the bitch in fourth grade studying on me at the book fair. Bitch, look at me now, bitch. Fuck you talking about. Bitch had all the books. Had my little stack of the three books, bitch. Wish you could see me now. Fuck you talking about, man. Yeah, man. Well, Wednesday, we back at it, though. Enjoy y'all night and all of that.